Welcome to the Bowden Blitz ACC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, another great weekend of college football in the ACC. We'll take a look at the updated odds entering week number 11. Make no mistake about it, there is a change at the top. No longer Miami and Georgia Tech. We see the Duke Blue Devils have the best price, fresh off their victory this past Saturday. They're a plus 250 price to win the conference. Give me your overall thoughts about Duke and the rest of the ACC entering week number 11.
Well, first of all, Duke earned it. They went out there to win the football game. You know, not only did Manny Diaz not choose to tie the game and go into overtime, he said, shoot, I'm going for two. I'm on the road. You don't want to be in overtime on the road in Death Valley. He goes for two and wins the game. But also during the game, five times on fourth down, he goes for it. Four times in the first half, when the outcome is long from decided, he goes for it and goes 5 for 5 on fourth downs. He goes in there to win the football game. Clemson had a heck of an offense out there, but Manny Diaz and Duke went out there to win, and I think they showed what they can do to win that, a big game for them.
Absolutely, and we talk about their quarterback, Darian Mensah, really stepping up. And even prior to that victory on Saturday in Death Valley, 46-45, we had said that Duke potentially had the better quarterback heading into that battle. Cade Klubnik and the offense did break out for Clemson, but it's been the Clemson defense now, Coach. And really, throughout the regular season, that hasn't lived up to expectations. Tom Allen and the crew have not been able to get it done. And when you look and take a look back at week number 10 in the ACC, it was almost like the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good for Duke and certain teams, the bad, Clemson and some others that didn't step up. What are your thoughts just overall about where Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers are just midway through the season?
Well, you know, I said earlier that he's fine. It's going to be a tough season, but he's got to get that thing turned around. Now, I don't think they're going to fire him, nor does he came out today and made a statement that he's not going anywhere. He's the kind of guy that's going to feel that he's let everybody down if he doesn't get that program back to where it was. But, you know, they've lost a lot of coaches. I mentioned it earlier. They're a lot different football staff than when they were when I was there, right, during those two national championships, and I was an analyst there. You had Tony Elliott, who now is on top of the ACC as the head coach at Virginia, was the offensive coordinator. He mixed the run with the pass as good as anybody. And, of course, Brent Venables was the defensive coordinator. Nobody better. What's he got now at Oklahoma? The best defense. And so there's a lot of other coaches. So it seems to me that Dabo has got a lot of internal things he's got to fix. Have I got the staff just right? I mean, they lost that ball game. They gave up points going into the first half, gave up points going into the end of the game. You don't ever try to lose the last 2 minutes of the first half, the last 2 minutes of the game. That's coaching. That's not playing. And they gave up some big plays to Duke. So I think they've got things to do, some organizational things they've got to get done as they try to get to a bowl game. I was going to say they had to win last week. They got to beat FSU this week too. But it's like that. Georgia Tech, I would never have thought Georgia Tech and Miami would go down this week. But you know what? This is a battle. Every league, everybody has a chance to win because there's so much parity in Division I football now.
There really is. And we talked about both quarterbacks. Klubnik throws for 2 touchdowns, over 200 yards. But Darian Mensah with a fantastic performance, 361 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. They accumulated well over 450 total yards of offense. Duke now 4-1 in the conference. On the flip side for Clemson, 3-5 entering week number 11, only 2-4 in the ACC. We talked about their home dominance. They lose yet another home game this year. They now have 9 home losses dating back to 2015. So we'll see how it plays out the rest of the way for the Clemson Tigers and Dabo Swinney. A team that did win on Friday night, Coach, Bill Belichick in North Carolina. They get a dominating road win over Syracuse and Fran Brown, 27-10. They were a 2.5-point road underdog in that matchup. offensively, they were able to run the football. Defensively, they stepped up, and we talked about the inconsistency of Syracuse without their starting quarterback, Steve Angeli. But now Bill Belichick has an opportunity to potentially get back to 500 this year.
Yeah, you know, really, if you look at it, I was told once by a famous old coach, my old man, said when you take over a losing program, there's four phases that you got to go through. You lose big, you lose close, you win close, and then you win big. We've seen him lose big, then lose last two games close, and now he's finally got that thing turning around. And you know what? We said this last week, Joe. They're a better football team. They're playing better football. The quarterback is more effective. They're into close ball games now. And I think now we could actually say, no, they're not going to compete for the conference. Don't know if they can make it to a bowl, but they've definitely got that program moving in the right direction.
Another team that got a must-win was Mike Norvell and Florida State coach. This was a dog, a public dog by a lot of people in terms of Wake Forest. Florida State opened up as a 7.5, 8-point favorite. We saw this line balloon as high as 10.5 pre-kick. They dominated this game from start to finish. They win it in dominating fashion by 30-plus points. Mike Norvell gets his first conference win this year, and Florida State was able to stop the bleeding. How important was that victory Saturday in Tallahassee?
Oh, it was big, all right. I mean, people there were beginning to wonder, we're going to wait till the end of the season to reevaluate the head coach's decision, but you're still wondering what that decision is going to be. And they had to get this win, and they don't have a whole lot of time left to get that program turned around. But they just totally loaded. They're a team, when you don't figure them out, they're going to score a lot of points. They still have the number one total offense. I mean, number three total offense in the nation. They can put points on the board, and they can score. And when you don't have them figured out, that's kind of what they did. The problem with Florida State, what does this mean? Every time I think they're going to make that turn, or you're going to see the old Florida State come back, they go backwards. And so it's critical that they do this 2 weeks in a row and keep this thing moving, because they've got Clemson this week, and both head coaches have big games on the line.
Absolutely. And again, when you talk about Florida State, it's getting back to a bowl game this year, potentially getting to a 7-win season and looking to next year in 2026 to potentially build on that success and potentially get back to an ACC championship type of game. Coach, we're going to talk about Miami, their loss to SMU in next segment, but I do want to bring up the loss by Georgia Tech. They still have great odds to potentially make an ACC championship game, but they got blown out in Raleigh on Saturday night. 42 points they allow. They lose it by 6 points. They were a 5.5-point road favorite in that matchup. They were able to score but couldn't shut down that rushing and passing attack of the Wolfpack. Give me your thoughts about that performance by NC State Saturday night.
You know, they've had a lot of success by winning games late, overtime victories, coming back behind the quarterback, finding a way to get them a victory. But, you know, NC State, I mean, they're the one team that knocked off Virginia, although it's not counted as a conference game. When I watch them play, and I haven't watched them as much this year, they're a good football team. And Georgia Tech had no answer for their offense. Every time you thought Georgia Tech was going to come back, the NC State just kept on going. So we found out that Georgia Tech can be beaten. The quarterback, you know, it's kind of like Pavia and Haynes King. They were too far behind to get to find a way to win at the end. They brought them back some, but couldn't find a way to win at the end.
Yeah, C.J. Bailey threw for over 340 yards in that matchup. They put up a 48 spot. They really contained Haynes King in terms of critical third down type of situations down the stretch. And Georgia Tech was playing from behind the whole game. I don't think they had a lead in the second half of that matchup, Coach.
You know, anytime you get behind early in the game, it changes your game plan. It changes your play calling. Almost everything you do, I hate it when I would be two or three touchdowns behind to a team that wasn't really that much better, but it just forces you to change everything you do. Georgia Tech has not had to get behind that far. We'll see how they respond to it, because they're still right up there at the top of the conference.
When we come back, we'll talk about the battle in Dallas, SMU, and Miami coming up next. All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden recapping week number 10 in the ACC. We talked about some teams like Duke and Clemson, Florida State and North Carolina. Going to turn our attention to a tale of two teams. We'll start in Dallas, SMU and Miami. Miami had all of the momentum potentially heading into this battle. They got their victory the week prior against Stanford in dominating second half fashion. This was an SMU team in week number 9, Coach, that lost on the road to Wake Forest. This line in the offseason was 2.5. It ballooned in favor of the Hurricanes right before kick. We saw 10.5s and 11.5s in the market. Miami started slow yet again. SMU caught them in overtime, and they steal it 26-20. All of the optimism that Miami had at the start of the year is completely gone, and they're out on the outside looking in for a potential ACC title.
Yeah, I just can't figure out this Miami football team. They're more talented than they play. They lose games they shouldn't lose. And this is one where they made mistake after mistake after mistake in a game that should have been close, but they should have won the game. When you have 12 penalties for 96 yards, and then when the game's over and you have a personal foul on the quarterback hitting after the whistle blew, even that to push him down, take him down to the ground, put them in field goal range to win the game. Your quarterback, your coaches, they're making bad mistakes. And you asked me, though, why with 26 seconds left, he just sat on the ball and went to overtime. I had a timeout left. He should have thrown and tried to kick a field goal to win the game before it was even over. And then, of course, in overtime, his quarterback, first series, throws an interception that you can't throw like that. A bad throw, bad timing, threw it behind him. So when your head coach and your quarterback are making the mistakes, you lose games you should have won. That was one where 12 penalties, not going for the extra points before the game ended, and then throwing an interception, his second interception of the game. That's six quarterback interceptions in the last three games. You're going to lose games you're supposed to win. That's what Miami's still doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that falls on Mario Cristobal, whether you agree with that or not. I just think you see Mario Cristobal. He was brought to South Beach to potentially coach this team up and get them to a college football playoff appearance. They've had two opportunities now in back-to-back seasons where they've had the better team, and they lost last year to two teams in Syracuse and Georgia Tech down the stretch, and they had a better potential football team than SMU that lost on the road the week prior, and they failed to step up. They didn't out-coach or outplay a team in Louisville in their house as a 13.5, 14-point home favorite. And this is, again, Mario Cristobal and the Hurricanes not living up to expectations.
Right.
My question to you, though, Coach, is when is enough enough? I mean, we talk about all these other coaches like James Franklin and Brian Kelly not living up to expectations. Has Mario Cristobal lived up to the hype in South Beach?
Well, I mean, all the happiness is over. I mean, their fans are no different than anybody else's fans. Their expectations are at least as high or higher than mine. And in yours, we felt like they had the talent to go forward. So, no, I don't know that he's on the hot seat. I just know that's not what they brought him in there for. We all know they made a commitment to the NIL. They pay top dollar for the best players in the country. Not only that, we think they've got the best players as good as anybody in the country. And in the ACC, we've seen them lose a couple of games. And if you remember Louisville, the first 10 minutes of the game, he was down 14 points because Jeff Brohm put in a few extra plays, a few new things, out-coached him that first quarter. The last 50 minutes, they came back. And so, yeah, they're going to get angry. I think they've got to come back now. This is going to be a big week to see what they do. Now, they're favored so much against Syracuse. I believe that's who they play. But they're not going to learn anything about their team until they have a big event, a big game they've got to win, and we see how they respond. Their quarterback and their head coach have not made the decisions they need to make during the game that they knew to win football games.
We'll see how it plays out the rest of the way. Right now, Miami has an outside shot to get to the ACC championship, but they're going to need a lot of work over the next 4 weeks of the regular season. I feel a team like nobody's talking about, Coach, happens to be Tony Elliott and the Virginia Cavaliers. They go out west. They lay 5.5 points against Cal and Justin Wilcox, and they get the win and cover in dynamic fashion, a pick six on the last play, basically, of the game. They steal it and win it by 10 points, but they're 5-0 in the conference, 8-1 on the year, and potentially you'll line it up for an ACC championship game in just about 4 weeks.
Oh, I know. It's amazing what they've done now. The undefeated in the conference team playing so well. They've run 7 straight wins after an opening loss. And they find a way to win. This week, they jumped ahead and just never let the lead go. And then at the end, a pick six finished it off to win the football game. But as Tony Elliott said, he said, this team has something special. They find a way to win. They believe in themselves. And they believe they're going to win, and that's what it gives them the mindset to win. So they're having a special run. I don't think they're the most talented team in the country. Definitely not the most talented team in the country, maybe not even in the conference. But they are the best playing team week in and week out. They find a way to win.
Absolutely. And when you have a quarterback like Chandler Morris that completes well over 70% of his passes, 24-32, 262 yards, doesn't turn the football over. Your offense pounds the rock for 194 yards on the ground, over 4.3 yards per carry. And oh, by the way, the defense holds Cal to a total of 8 yards on the ground, 0.3 yards per carry. That's a pretty good recipe to not just winning on the road, but potentially winning an ACC championship.
Yeah, you know, we talk about running all the time, and people don't understand, well, why do you have to do it? Well, when you run like that, it gives you time to throw the ball under short yardage situations. By the time you get to the second half, you're pounding people physically, mentally, you're beating people. Tony Elliott was the running back coach when I knew him at Clemson. They're going to run that pigskin. And they're going to run effectively. It was 194-8 in that game, and that's what they're continuing to do. That's why the quarterback does so well, too, because he doesn't have to go out there in long yardage situations. So they have the right formula. They have the right plan. And I don't want to go back to Clemson, but that's one of the reasons they're not playing like they did back when Tony Elliott was at Clemson. They ran the ball with their great passing attack.
Clemson misses Jeff Scott and Tony Elliott,
yes,
former offensive coordinators for the Tigers. And it does help for Virginia when you convert 10 of 19 on third down conversions. When we come back, we'll take a look at in the ACC week number 11 on deck right here on the Bowden Blitz. All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden taking a look ahead. Week number 11 is on the horizon. Some pretty good games in the conference. These will dictate conference championship odds as well as potential national championship odds. We'll take a look at the game in South Beach. We talked about Miami and their disappointing road loss to SMU. They now come back home. This was the team last year, Coach, in Syracuse that knocked off the Hurricanes and kept Cam Ward and the Hurricanes out of the college football playoff. Give me your thoughts. They're laying 4 touchdowns. They open as a 28.5-point home favorite. They're minus 10,000 on the money line to potentially win this game. I mean, if they come out flat yet again, this team then just not into the season after 2 disappointing losses this year.
Yeah, the problem is Syracuse has nowhere to turn. They're on their third quarterback. Was it Joe Filardi? I mean, he was 1-for-11 in the first half. He was 4-for-18 during the game. They don't have a quarterback. He's a freshman walk-on that's come out there, and that's who they're having to play. Now, when you go to a third quarterback, that can't happen. There are no answers. They can't score any points. I don't think there's any question. Miami would have to dadgum lay down flat and give up not to win this game. But I don't think if they win by 28, it's going to answer our questions about Miami, because in the last 2 losses they've had, their quarterback, who is a leader, is a veteran, has thrown 6 interceptions. And their coach has made some coaching decisions, and their players, through penalties, some decisions that don't help you to win the big games. So So I think with this game, because Syracuse is really struggling to get through, and I think Fran Brown is going to have that program going. He is going through an impossible situation because he's lost two quarterbacks for the year. It's a game Miami. Yes, they've got to win, but I think the question is, will they get 20 and a half points more than Syracuse? Not will they win the game.
Yeah, my question is, Coach, entering week 11, if they win out, and let's say they're a 10-2 football team, is the resume, even though they have the win over Notre Dame, is it still warranted where maybe, just maybe, if things break their way and they don't make it to an ACC championship game, that Miami potentially could sneak in as an at-large team at this point in the season? Have you seen enough?
Yeah, you know, they've looked bad late in the season. You know, it'd be better off if you lose that last game. You're one loss the entire year, and you're playing well, and people forget about that early loss, and you might lose one in a championship game or something like that. Miami obviously has to win out because they aren't going to make the ACC championship game. I don't see any way they can make that, actually. So they've got to win out and hope they're a college football top 12 position. Going to take a lot of things happening. They better take care of themselves, and they better play like they can play if that's going to happen.
And they're going to have to play a team that's as hot as a pistol in the Pitt Panthers down the stretch.
Oh, yeah.
A team that has won five straight. They play Notre Dame on November 15th. They get that win, they'd have six wins straight under their belt with the new quarterback. And if Miami needs or wants a quality win, that potentially could catapult them into an at-large berth. They're plus 440 right now. The Hurricanes are entering week 11 to make the college football playoff. We talked about the loss by Clemson to Duke. They lost it by 1 point at home yet again. Four home losses this year. They now open up yet again at home as a 2.5-point home favorite to Mike Norvell and the Seminoles. Seminoles are playing with house money now. They got their first conference win. They dominate. They ran the football effectively. I sort of like Florida State in this spot, Coach.
Yeah, I do too. I think Florida State will come back and play well. Of course, both coaches need this game very much just for the legacy that they have, where they are in their programs. But I just think where Florida State's quarterback is, where they can win, the momentum they have from last week is going to carry forward. You'd say, well, they can't. Clemson can't lose at home again. Well, yes, they can. I think this year we've seen that with their, four home losses this year already. So Florida State just got to keep on going. The problem with Florida State is that they have, every time you think they're going to go that direction, stay there, you don't know if they're going to continue to play that well. If a team opens up playing well against the offense at Florida State, they usually play well the entire game. But Clemson had a horrible defensive showing. And although they can stop the run, the one thing Florida State can do is make you defend the run and hit you over top with a deep ball. And that's where Clemson was horrendous Saturday. They gave up deep ball after deep ball after deep ball.
And Thomas Castellanos came back. He did have a rushing touchdown last week against Wake Forest. His versatility potentially could put some pressure on that Clemson defense on the perimeter. If Florida State's able to sustain drives, maybe, just maybe, they'll pull out the victory. For Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. We'll be back later in the week with week number 11 in the ACC. Have a great day, everyone.